You are now facing the entrance of the chapel dedicated to the Holy Trinity, which constitutes the link between the hospital and a convent. As a place of Roman Catholic worship, the chapel is open to the public during religious services. As you walked towards the steps to the chapel, you will have noticed the cast iron fence marking off the land. It came from the Second Episcopal Palace, built from plans by John Austell. Looking more closely, you will observe that each vertical of the railings is topped by an Episcopal crozier, the staff symbolizing the bishop's role as the shepherd of his flock. As for the bishop's palace, commissioned by Monsignor Ignace Bourget, the second bishop of Montreal from 1840 to 1876, it stood at the corner of Saint-Denis Street and Saint-Catherine Street, where the Université du Québec à Montréal, UQAM, now stands. The palace unfortunately burned down during the Great Fire of July 8, 1852, which destroyed many of the buildings in the Faubourg Saint-Laurent and Vigée Square. Let's now look at the façade of the chapel, made of Trenton limestone, also called Montreal Greystone. Until the 19th century, Trenton limestone was one of the materials preferred for the construction of prestigious buildings. Brick was generally used for common buildings. The use of cut stone gave a more dignified and permanent look to any edifice. Moreover, the solidity of stone symbolized the permanence and stability of institutions like a chapel, a convent, and a hospital. Observe that the façade is composed of three horizontal and three vertical sections in perfect symmetry. If you imagine a vertical line running through the large central door and the window above it, you will see that the two sides are exactly the same. In designing the chapel, architect Victor Bourgeot opted for the neoclassical style. This style is recognizable by, among other elements, smooth cut stone, a symmetrical façade, and a balance of volumes in the arrangement of the windows and doors, as well as by a triangular pediment crowning the Tuscan pilasters, which are also perfectly symmetrical. On the top of the pediment is a wrought iron cross installed in 1926. In its center, we see the letters IHS, the initials of the Latin words Jesus Hominum Salvator, Jesus Savior of Man. Please note that the chapel stands high above ground level. This is due to the fact that it was built over a crypt in which deceased members of the order are buried. Please select stop number 8 before entering the chapel. Please note that the entrance to the chapel is unfortunately not accessible to people with limited mobility.